on the page. So the word quotes from the Mishnah Sholosh Eina Matzas Hamita. If she brings in three shvachas, so she doesn't have to do the making of the mattresses. So Hashara of the means other work she still has to do. The Tamale let her argue that she has three. So Ailis Lacha Achriti Larcha. So I brought in three. One to Mishamish you and herself, one to Mishamish me and herself, one to Mishamish the Archim of Parchim, and that's it. Mishum the Armala, Novish B'nei Beisa, Novish Archim of Parchim. The nature of that once you have more Shvachas working there, so you're perceived to have more ability to deal with guests, more guests feel comfortable coming to you. So you end up weiter needing them to, so this third one to be busy with all of that. Whereas Ihachi, according to Tanakama, Phila Arba Nami, when the Mishnah said Arba, Yoshevus Bekatadra, so why? Now that she has four Shua, because why do the same thing? Where it says, no, Kiman the Nefishilahu, Arba, Kiman the Fishilahu, Messiah and Ahadori. Once you have four, the four hits the critical mass that they can take help each other. You don't need the woman to help. Amar b'chal no b'tamer Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani lo yichnisa le'mamish al kimen shereya l'hachdis al b'shelo yichnisa. If she brought in a very large nadin with which he could go out and hire shvachas, so that's enough for her to be relieved from her responsibilities. And that's if the husband, you know, needs his job, would like these jobs to be taken care of. She says, "Listen, I brought enough money, and you deal with it. So either he'll leave the house as a mess, or he'll hire the shvachas. But that's not her responsibility." Tana, echad shechnisa loy, ve'echad shetzimtzama loy mishalo. If she would reduce the amount of money that he has to pay her for her needs, so and then she would say designate that money to pay for shvachas would also be is a valid argument. I imagine she would have to supplement from her own money then, whatever money that she has set aside, she would support for her support. She's saying, take that money that you would give me and go hire the shvachas instead. So that's also a good argument. Arba Yosheves Bekatadra. Omer Yitzel Barnach Chanin Chananya Omer Avuna. Abba Bisha Omru Yosheves Bekatadra. Even though the Mishnah says that she sits on her throne, on this, you know, her chash of a chair, of mezegas lekoyis umetzas loy esamita umerchatzis loy panav yada baraglav. But the intimate actions which are done between a husband and a wife, she cannot pass off onto the shevcho. So she'll do the mezegas lekoyis. She'll do the mitzvah of hamita. So we mentioned before that the mitzvah hamita of the Mishnah was the making the mattress, setting up the mattresses, etc. This is putting the linen on the bed. And that's considered a more intimate action, and the helping him with rechitzis putting out a baraglav. She'll be the one who's going to be helping him with the rechitzis. Okay. So here he's Amar Hunas. We have another quote from him in regard to this halacha. Kamalacha Shaisha Oisalabala, Nida Oisalabala. So a woman is a Nida, so she can do these malachas that we have listed in the Mishnah. The fact that she's a Nida, she can't, we don't leave her from being Tochenes, Oifa, Mechabesis, Mavashalas, etc. However, Chutz from these three things we just mentioned, Mimzika Zakois, Matzah Samita, Rachot Spana Yadavaraglov. Okay. Now, something more about Hatzah Samita, this one that we said that she cannot do Hatzah Samita, Amar Rabba Loimorin Ela Befanov. Ava Shalom Befanov less than, but that's only when she does it, when he's there. So that creates a chiba, but he was not there and she just made the bed. So he comes in and sees the bed is made. It doesn't create a chiba, which would be a problem by a case of a nida. Let's see Rashi. Ha Shara, five lines down in the narrow lines. Going to Worm Katanim, so the Mishnah, she brought in three, she still has to do work. It didn't say Shabbos for Katanim until she brings in four. So now, based on the math, she started out with seven malachas, she brings in one shifcha, she's relieved from three, the second one she's relieved from two more. The third one, she's relieved from the last two. So Rashi is bounded by what else is she doing? So Rashi says it's the worm katana. She's going to worm katana. There's still small actions around the house that she would have to do. But if she brings four, the mission says Yeshavis b'katadra. And even that, the Mora says that we have the intimate actions of a husband and wife she still has to do. Now the Mora came along and said Shalroi lahachnis. We don't need that she actually brings in the shvachas, but if she brings in something which makes it fitting to do so, she brought in a very large dowry. There's sufficient for one who brings in such an adunya, that you could use some of that money designated for the purpose of hiring shvachas. To spread the linens, a levad is a felt prep, like a blanket, a pressed felt blanket. Since these actions are actions of chiba, but she finds favor in his eyes. Fine. Well, the mitzvah, the mitzvah, and the mitzvah says the mitzvah, the mitzvah, she doesn't have to do anymore. That's considered a davar shel tarach. The Rashi says, "Ubekfiya hani loy kafi lo." She's not forced to do these things. Ela chachamim he siu lo eitz atayva. The chachamim suggested her a good idea. Lahani gzois be Yisrael that she should be doing these things. These things should be done from the wife to the husband, that they create a chiba. The husband feels his wife is taking care of him in these intimate type of actions. She shouldn't pass it on to somebody else. Now, chutz mizikas hakoyis by nida, kosher dvarim shakir v'chiba umavim l'day hergal dover, these things which create this closeness, so we want to limit them during the time that she's in Ida. Mezigas Hakais. So we're holding at the beginning of the first, the end of the narrow, the middle sized lines. Mezigas Hakais, Shmuel Machlabo Ledvesu, Bidyoda the smaller. So Mezigas Hakais, what she said that she should not do, if she does it with a Shinui, it's permitted. So how is that? She would put it down with the left hand. Okay. Abaya mantile apuma de kuba. So Abaya, instead of the change of how to put it down with which hand, so that she would put it down not directly in front of him, but on the top of the barrel. Rava abesaja. So there was pillows that would be on the couch. They would lie on the couch. So instead of putting it on the table, she'd put it on the pillow. Next to his head, Rapapa or Sharshifa, Rapapa put it on the footstool. Okay. Okay, so it's the end of that. End of that. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Chananya. So now we're talking about serving by meal, and it's Rav Yitzchak Bar Chananya. Amar Rav Huna, the same quote with the Amar which we quoted before. A kol mashen b'fnei hashamish. So with the shamish, as he's serving, we can, you know, he's serving. So we're afraid that if he sees the food, he can get a strong tiber for the food. And if he doesn't eat right away, it's not healthy. But the average food, we're not worried about that issue. So we can be masha it and wait till he finishes serving, then he'll eat. Chutz b'basar b'yayin, that basar b'yayin, the roasted meat has a strong smell and wine has a strong smell. He'll smell it if he doesn't eat it right away. It'll be a tzar for him to have to wait. So you have to offer him to eat immediately.
Even while he's doing his job.
While he's doing his job, yeah. He said it's supposed to be waiting until he finished serving. On that, Amar Rav Chisda, Basar Shamin, referring to the, it's a not a lean piece of meat, but it's a fatty piece of meat. Yain Yashin and older wine. That's where this halacha applies to. Amar Rava, Basar Shamin Kol Hashana Kula. Basar Shamin is an issue the whole year round. Yain Yashin is not only an issue, but Tkubas Tammuz has a much stronger smell in the summer. Omer of Anan Bar Tachlifa. So Anan Bar Tachlifa brings a story which sort of supports this idea. So I was standing serving Shmuel, the Marish Shmuel. Vaisele Tavshila, the Ardi. So here it was a food made out of ardi. Ardi are mushrooms. And he saw that I was wanted some. And he gave me some right away. Had he not done so, is takni, I would have been in sakana. A person gets a strong type of her food and he doesn't eat. So that's more talk that's going to call a bulmus. The person going to a type of a shock. So the point being, this is possible by other foods as well. You don't have to assume it necessarily, but you can. The person has to be aware. Amar Rav Ashi, Havakim Kameh the Rav Kahana. So I was serving Rav Kahana. I think we mentioned once before there are two Rav Kahanas. One Rav Kahana was a Talmud of Rav, and obviously Rav Ashi was not servicing that Rav Kahana. But there's a later Rav Kahana was you know. Second to last generation Amara. I was giving to him gargalidi the lifta b'chala. So lifta is turnips, and they would make this slices of it, and they would put it into chala, into vinegar. So we love the oivli istachni. The same type of situation happened. So it was a plump date. Kol de milsa. So the more saying that the final rule is that kol isle recha v'isle kiyua. Anything which has a strong smell and it has a sharpness to it. The reaction of the body will be a strong the person will react to the smell, and we should feed him. We should feed the shamash.
What?
Okay.
What shamash?
The shamash. Avua bar ihi, uminyamin bar ihi. So there was two brothers.
If it has a strong smell, and what?
Kiyu has a sharpness.
So what's that?
Again, what'd you say?
So what's done?
You have to offer to the shamish. You can't wait. You have to offer to the shamish. Avua bar'ihi, uminyama bar'ihi. So the two brothers, Chad Sofi Mikomino Umino. So one of them would give to the Shamash, offer to the Shamash every type of food which was brought out, he would offer to the Shamash right away. V'chad Sofi Michad Mino. One of them would offer him to eat something right away at the beginning of the meal, let him eat something before he starts working. And this way he wouldn't be affected by, you know, these hunger pangs. So Mar Mishtoy Elio Bade. Umar Le Mishtoy Elio Bade. So the one who offered to the him from every min, so Elio would visit him. Elio Novi would visit him. The other one, he wouldn't visit him. Okay. Mor says, Hani Tartin Chasidi. There is two pious people. Chassid is a person who goes beyond the letter of the law. Remember that some say that the version was Rav Mori, Rav Pinchas, Bnei Rav Chista. It was Rav Chista's two sons. Mar Kodim Sofi. Umar Ma'achar Safi, one would offer him to eat first, before he would offer the Shamash to eat before he serves, and one would offer him to eat right after he served, so he wouldn't have to wait till the end, but each min as he served, he would eat it afterwards. Okay? The Kodim Safi Eliyahu Mishtoy Baday, the Ma'achar Safi Eliyahu Mishtoy Eliyahu Baday. Okay? So, now you know the secret. Let's see Rashi. Michla Le, Bimei Libuna. Now Rashi says Bimei Libuna. And the Mephorshim get a little bit stuck on Rashi. Bimei Libuna. So there were two stages of the woman being in Nida. There is two stages of the woman being in Nida. When she has the actual flow, and then she starts her Shiva Nikiyim, and during the Shiva Nikiyim she wears white clothing to be able to check to see if there's any stains, to be able to see that she's Naki, Nikiya. So Rashi says she would do the Shinui Bimei Libuna. This question, so what is Rashi saying? As Michelle's Bemei Nidus, she wouldn't do it, or even Bemei Libuna, she would do it, or she wouldn't rely on it. Bemei Nidus, she would only rely on it, Bemei Libuna. So, Tosis over here grapples with that. Tosa suggests that they used to be tevel twice. Once after the woman stopped her after her flow, and then again at the end of the Shiva Nikiyim. So for them, during the time of the Bimei Libuna was more lenient, but for us, there's no difference between the two of them, and you can't be mekel. And Beisadja is Mirash Yisov.
Why did we depart from that practice?
It was more an issue of taharis. They had taharis, so because of the chumrah of taharis, they wanted to do as much as they can to remove issues of tumah.
Nothing to do, I imagine, with
a woman has two stages of her nidus process. While she's having the flow of nidus, and when that would stop, she would go. Tosfos says they would go to the mikveh then, and then she counts seven clean days, and she goes to the mikveh again. Okay. Beis Adam Mirash Yisov. She put it on the pillow by his head. Ashashiva on Safsal on the footstool. A kol mashal ifnei hashamash, a mashamash besuda, so that he's serving by the meal. Vayochel mifal. People are eating. They would only wait to feed him after everybody finished eating. The guests have left, so you can wait. Because that is a strong desire for, and it'll be very uncomfortable for him to wait, so you have to feed him right away. Tumas Tamas, Shereich HaChosek, in the summer, it's a much stronger smell. And the heat takes the smell of the wine and sort of like drills into the person like a, the smell makes it a very strong reaction on the person. Childardi, min kameim pitchers, is a type of a mushroom. Istakni, hisi masukin, I would be in danger of lochzani bulmis, machmas taibis ra'avoini. The person gets into a strong state of desire to the point that they, with something called a bulmis, that they go into a shock that they need the food. Garglidi is chatichas dakis, about gulis, it was slices of the turnip, thin, round slices. Mirarbalaz. Tamarta de Hanunisa. Tamara Shmena was like a fat date. So where do you see this word, the usage of this word? Kamekorev legabi dehina ve'idhin. If you come close to somebody who's anointed with oil, you rub shoulders with him, you will become anointed with oil. The more uses that as an idiom to refer to, if you stick with the right people, you will be elevated as well. Kiyua is ki, Rashi quotes it in Chumash. I don't remember. Okay. Kiyun. No, Rashi quotes it in regards to the union of the that Tolab Idna, you have to bow down to him.
Yosef.
But Yosef, then Rashi says, like it says, since he's a Karav of the Malchus, if you're next to the Malchus, Karav the Gabi Hidahina Be'edihin. Okay. Kiyun Shinayim, Igribalaz. So it creates like a grating of the teeth, a sharpness. Called this a Recha Oikiyua, Mazik is Misha Oikil, Nafona Ve'eno Oikil. So it affects the person whose people are eating it in front of him and he can't eat. That's where you have to offer to him. Chad Sophie Michael Hashamish we call Minu Min. One offered the Michael the Shamish from each different min. Vechad Sabala Mimin Echod, Bitchilas Hasuda, he would give him offered him to eat at the beginning of the meal, Losaiba to the point that he was satiated. Therefore he wouldn't get overwhelmed during the meal. Mishar Haminim Mishto Mishahu Ad Shiyigmar Sudasan. There were other minim he would wait to offer him only at the end of the meal. Okay. Kadam Safi, Kadam Shitan Lafana, before the Shamish would place it in the table, he would allow the Shamish to eat before the people, the guests.
Seems like a good solution.
Makra Safi, Mikol Min, La'akra Shadasan Lafana, Vesne Orchim. As soon as he finished serving that course, he would let him go eat. The Kadam Safi, Mishtoy Al Yobade, the Fishaka Shadasan Lifneim, because even though he's going to get right away after he finishes, he doesn't wait till the end of the meal, we get right after that course. Fisha Kishanoisin Lifneim, but as soon as he puts it down, Vahuroya, he sees, Umisava, he has a desire, Mitzar, Pomashi, Sharkhan Harbor, a lot of guests. So till he puts it down for all the guests, it could be quite some time. So it says, Bamachsa Vitri, Pirisha Rabba of Shemaya. So Rashi had a Talmud of Shmaya. Shmaya wrote a sefer called Machzor Vitri, which is a lot of our a lot of the Masorah of how the proper order of Nuskos of the Siddur is there. But he has other halachas as well. Shainizer Rashi, he quotes that Rashi was careful. I feel a shalom liten maftech mi yodoy le yodo. That passing things directly was what Rashi would not do. Now, so Tosis umikan ein raya. We see from this Gemara that she would not give it to him directly. By the case of Mezigas Akos, so part of the process of Mezigas Akos was she would prepare the cup and then give it to him. That's the chiba element. You know, being the mixer lady in the kitchen is not the problem. The problem is the presenting it to him. So Tosis says. So it's a raya from over here. Let me finish the thought. Shudavar shalchiba, v'asura afilu l'havi l'fanim al shulchan. The point over here was that, but offering the, a cup to him of wine, so preparing the cup and then giving it to him is what the is the problem, and that's why it's a problem, because that's a davar shel chiba. Alamar manchle beisadio, alamar puma de kuba. So we don't have a raya that, but to pass an average item like a key to pass one to the other, this cannot be the source for that. So Tosfos is grappling with the Rashi was makbid on this. There's no Gemara which says this. We have no Gemara which says that halacha. Tosfos wants to know, where did Rashi get it from? Tosfos says maybe get it from this Gemara. Tosfos says no, this Gemara would not be a good source. So Tosfos says maybe you can of passing something from the man's to the woman when she's in need. Tosfos says that Rashi was makbid not to do that. Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Shabbos, which is also found in the Tanum Leo, the story with Leo, the woman, the man passed away young, and the wife asked Leo, why was that it happened? So the version which we have in the Sefer Shabbos is a little bit different. So Leo asked her back, Shem HaVeis Eloi Zapach, Shem HaVeis Eloi Zashem. And maybe you brought the containers for him. That's not this issue of the Gemara. So what's the problem bringing the containers? We didn't touch at all. Snami in Raya, the Mesina Farish Shloy al Havos Apacha Yamakbid. It sounds like the Elio was asking, you're bringing him the item is the problem. She says, no, but we didn't touch. He says, that's very nice, but that's exactly what I'm worried about. That even without touching is the problem. So he says, no. It could be the problem was that maybe you weren't careful when you passed an item to touch, and that was what he was Makbid, that what he was asking about. So Tosfos says we don't have a source for this din of Rashi. Maisa, this din of Rashi is pachin the lachal maisa, but Tosfos is not sure what the source is. Something more. A Amemer umarzucha. Bottom line, Ravashi. So the three of them, Amemer umarzucha and Ravashi, have a kayosi apischa debe azger malka. They were sitting near the gates of the house of the Asgar Malka, that was the name of the king of Poras. Caliph of Ozel. Aturnga the Malka, the person who would give out the portions, the butler, passed by. Carrying food. Chaz Ravashi, the Marzutra. So Ravashi noticed about Marzutra, the Chaver Ape, that his face was turning white, which means he had gotten a tiber for the food, to eat something, and he was going into this shock. Shoko Be'etzbe'e, so Ravashi grabbed some of the food with his finger. And Anaklebe Pumen, he dipped it in and put it into Marzutra's mouth so that he could take off the food from his finger. So Omerle, Avsadato, the Sudos of the Malka, you can't serve it to the king anymore. Had the Ravashi stuck his finger in it. Okay? He's not going to present that to the king anymore. So Omerle. So that's what the butler said. So now the guards, this is deserves to be punished. So Amalei, Amai Tavet Hachi. So why'd you do that? So Amalehu, Man Tavet Hachi, Pasul Lamalcha Demalcha. I perceive that this food was not proper. Whoever made this food doesn't deserve to make the food for the king. Amrle amai. So what's wrong with it? Amrlu dover acher chazoi be. Use the tissues. So I saw that there was dover acher. Rashi dover acher was that there was an illness on the food. There was a tsaras on the food. Botku. Well, I asked who, so they checked it out, and they didn't find anything. Shokol etzvase. So Rav Ashi took the finger of the person who was checking, and onachole, and he pointed put his finger in a certain spot. Amar lahu hacha mi bat kisu? Did you check over here? Bodku Ashkechu. They checked over there and they found it. Okay. So Rashi basically created a reality. So after the story finished, the Tamidim asked Rashi, my time is Samachto Anisa. I mean, you know, if the person did not make a nes for you, you would have been killed for being mafsa the food of the melech. So you're relying on an ace. So Malhu Chazoy Ruch Saras the Kaparcha Yeluye. That I saw that Marzutra, if he would not have eaten something, his body's reaction would have been he would have gotten a saras. And I decided to take action, and we'll see what happens afterwards. Okay. Okay. Ahu Ramah Dharma Lahu Lahau Itza Minas Tali. So this Roman said to this woman, I want to marry you. Dharma Leloi. So she said no. So he decided to use an interesting approach. So what did he do? Also, he went icy. He brought Rimni Fali. V'ocho kamoa. So he ate it in front of her. And how they translate Rimni Fali?
I'm not with you, William.
The story with the Roman.
She went and brought pomegranates. Probably he split them open.
Okay, pomegranates, okay. V'ochel kamo. Komaya the tsari lo belate v'lo havlo. So as she was watching him, she kept getting a desire for it. As the saliva developed, so the woman kept swallowing it. She got a desire, so she salivated. She swallowed the saliva again, kept going like that. And the man did not give her any. So he saw that she wanted it. Okay. So what happened? Out of the zoglo, so she swallowed so much saliva that her stomach started swelling. The Sefer Amalot, she said to her, imasina lecha, if I give you minastrali, amalai in, yes. Okay. So that was an interesting way to do it. Okay. Now, meanwhile, she got ill from this process of having the desire and not indulging it. So he now had to heal her. Okay. So he went. Also, I said, Rimni. He brought another Riman. Pa'aliv Bachel Kamo. Amar lo. I'm sorry. He said to her, if I heal you, Manasali, will you marry me? She said yes. So he brought another one. He ate it in front of her. Amar lo, Komaya Ditzari Lich. As you get this, as you salivate, and you have the saliva in your mouth, don't swallow it like you did. But tuf shadoi, spit it out. Adanof kamino, till all of the result of this, which hit her, in her stomach, came out as well. Kihutza yarka, it came out like a green blade. Vitzius, and when that came out, she was healed. Okay. So Rashi, bottom of Samachal from Manal, Izgar Shemel of Poras. That was the name of the king. Turnaga de Malka, Moshe of Hamonis, he has a gift from the Rachel, Moshe of Hamozin, Lithnasorim. He puts the portions, he puts the food in front of the servant. Lashanenu is whatever it is, the butler. So Rashi saw the Merzucha, the Chavre Ape, upon him Zoyafim, Shinis Ava Lamaichel. He had this desire for the food, and his face was getting this the shock. So he grabbed some. Amalei Aturna go to Ravashi. So the Aturna go said to Ravashi, "Absalat al Sudasa la Yerchal Amelach miati. You won't need it anymore." So Amalei Shertre Amelach. So the guard said, "Amai Tavet Hachi, why'd you do this?" Amalei Ravashi. Ravashi said to them, "The Obed Hachi Pasul Lamechol Lamalka. Ha'isa Machol Kazeh." Person makes food like this, Ein Roy Sheyerchal Amelach Michael Miyada. He doesn't deserve the king should eat food from him. Why? The Racha Chazoybe Boser Shechazir Mitzara. So the skin of a chazir can have this illness of tsaras. So they looked for, they didn't find anything. Shokel Etzpesei Rav Ashi Shokel Etzpesei the Kfeli. He took the finger of the Kfeli. That's the chef, and put his finger in one of the pieces. There was a gear, so Rashi's going to take out. Hacha mi bat kisu. Klarman bedaktim es chaticha azud. Did you check this piece? Botku ashichu neis nasaloi. So they checked it, and meanwhile, Rashi made a neis, and it happened like that. Okay. The perche luye. She said, "Why did you do this? Because I saw this ruch of tzaras, which was perkeluy the marzucha. Pali is mavakeya, make it into pieces. V'harbe yeshloy daimim meselatida. The pali peluya. The more you use the lotion of pali peluya in regards to the development of the child, it still has certain crevices which would develop into other parts of the body, etc. As the fetus is growing. The saliva which is developing in her mouth, because of the sharpness of the food, when a person sees it and doesn't eat. So she swallowed it and she started at the zog. Her face and her stomach expanded. So why is the word zog mean? Her skin became translucent. So like a glass. Toif shadoi rikiki vehashlichi. Spit it out. Okay. Okay. So Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda said, no matter how much she brings in, Rabbi Eliezer said that no matter how much she brings in, he can make her lasus bitsem. Just on the general dinner, one of the things that she does is lasus bitsem. It'd be either one lechara. So the more bitsem in, bepishtin loy, it's only he can force it to work with wool, but not with linen. Masis and money. So, who's the Tana of the Mishnah who says that point? Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya. So Anna Kaifa, so the husband has no power to force her, Lulamad Lifne Aviv, to serve the husband's father. Lulamad Lifne Benoy, or to serve the husband's son. He can't force her to take care of the animal. So it says behemta. Rashi says will be a sus or a chamor, but to take help, he can't expect her to take care of the cattle.
Or any other animals.
So the issue is the docile animals as opposed to the animals which are potentially more excitable. Okay. He has no power to force the wife to serve to make thread from flax. So the reaction to it is that it creates a bad smell in the mouth, and it makes it puffs up the lips. This is referring to the certain type of linen called kisna ramo, which that's the reaction. Zakrashi. Laman is lasharis. To stand up doesn't mean to stand in front of the tishas. It means to act as a servant, to serve the father, the son. Behemto is susu chamor. Susan Chamor Shem Mizuyonim Mitzayelim LeRavia. They have a desire for Tashmish. Abu Bakr and Alot Acher Ravias Isha Ben Yitzra Nicker Kol Kach. It doesn't have the same strong reaction.
Why do we care about the animal?
No, we care about her. We don't want to put her in a situation the animal's going to attack her.
So we care that the animal's going to attack her.
Yeah, feel ain isha nistisloi. We're not worried about the woman getting connected to him. And ishamati bakar is the kevis behemter zchorim or female. Or could be the difference is her serving the male animals. She doesn't have to, but the female animals she does have to. Misharvit is pushed on kamin sharvit achanasin gedolus. It takes the lips and sort of unfolds them till they become very large. Shaino nikra ashash. So why does it affect the mouth? Because you have to process the thread, you need to moisten it, and she would moisten it with the saliva. So the saliva would keep spitting out saliva, would make the mouth smell bad, and would make her lips puff up. Okay, let's hold it here.